Blog Talk Radio.
Like caviar.
I feel like I should be dancing at a gay club with glitter falling from the sky.
That was my next object. my next description.
You have no idea how much I enjoy going to gay clubs. I adore it.
As do I. I do love gay clubs. Gay men are the best.
They are. You know what? I need a gay BFF. I really do.
We gotta find us one of them.
We do. Anyway.
Some gays like, stop it with the stereotypes. We're giving you a compliment. We love you.
Yeah, it's totally a compliment. Now, I'm fully aware that not all gay men are alike, because I've known many in my lifetimes, and a few of them were very fashion challenged. Very. Very. And some were as masculine as any other man I've ever met, and I was like, you're gay?
Why are you gay?
You can't be gay.
What is wrong with you? Why you ain't right? Why you no work? Why your gay no work?
Work. My gaydar didn't even go off. I was like, you're gay?
And I'm going to tell you, the only thing I love more than a gay man is a drag queen.
Oh. Oh, man.
I love me some drag queens. I told y'all if I ever meet RuPaul, I'm just going to fall at his feet.
I am too. I'm going to be like, oh, woman, please make me over.
Ru, teach me that way. Ru,
so, how to be more feminine, girl, because you are more feminine than I am.
Start with the eyelashes, Ruth. Start with the eyelashes, because your eyelashes are fabulous.
I know. And she has, like, the fiercest fashion sense ever.
You notice how I try to avoid using gender?
Yeah.
I try to avoid using gender.
I mean, most drag queens, they don't cheat, so that's what I tend to roll with. And if they don't like it, they'll tell you, and then I'll switch. It's fine. Anyway, let me introduce the show. We just went off on a little tangent there, because that's what we do. It is Tuesday, and it's September 4th, 2012. I'm a little weirded out because I did the news this morning, and now I'm doing Pixanista, so I'm a little confused. I might try to censor myself tonight and it not work out. So.
You don't need to, baby.
No, it's like I'm trying to disengage the whole censor and just go straight after it. I'm Snow White.
And
hi, guys.
And I am still Peppy.
She's still Perky Dwarf, and it's driving fucking bonkers.
Sorry, I can't help it. You didn't look at your phone, did you?
No. Did I miss something?
Yes, you did. Let me get you real perky. So, those of y'all who know, one of our newest staff members is my daughter, Baby Natrix, who hasn't been back on the show yet, as of yet, but she's...
I'm so proud.
You see it now. Okay,
she's
so...
Brilliant.
Baby Natrix is not just brilliant because her mama says so. So does the state. This little girl tested off the charts for pretty much everything. Some of them are college level. She's 9, just so y'all know. She's reading at college level. She's doing some other things at 11th grade, 10th grade. I think the lowest grade level we got here is 6th grade, and that's her math.
Yeah.
But I'm not too worried about it because, you know, earlier today, what I did when she brought this home was hand her a book on algorithms. Remember I told you I was going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I handed it to her, and within 5 minutes, she was already writing out the algorithm. how to be a calculator. And if you don't know what algorithms are, that's what programmers usually use to build the structure of a program, because it has to be structured. You can't just sit down and write code. So if you can understand the structure of the code, then you can write code. And she caught on to it. You know, it took her less than 3 minutes. I was like, you know, you're scaring me. I'm going to need you not to be graduating from college at 12 and be gone.
That would be funny, actually.
That would not be funny. I don't even know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that kind of intelligence. What do I do with that? What do you tell a kid that's smarter than you?
Keep going. Good job. Awesome.
She's catching up to me rather quickly. I don't think I appreciate that. I must quell this uprising.
No, I don't think that's gonna work. Actually,
I have to quell this uprising. It must be stopped.
I really don't think that's gonna work. I'm just saying. Because honestly, I think it's fucking fantabulous that she's that smart. Really.
We also have you to thank, Auntie Snow.
For what?
Yeah, sometimes you give me good advice.
Oh.
No, you give great advice. She gives great advice. Being an educator, sometimes, you know, I'm a little lost on what to do. Parenting is an adventure. So Snow kind of keeps me on the straight and narrow. I call her, okay, now I know what I want to do, but what does the book say, Snow?
You can't. I don't always go by the book. That's the thing. Like, when you're teaching kids, you cannot go by the book, because I guarantee you what you try to teach one kid will not work with another. And I had to learn that the hard way. Trust me. I had 30 kids in every class. I had like 175 kids total 1 year. It was hardcore. I had to figure out a way to reach all my kids, and I didn't get all of them, but I tried to get the most of them, and it is not easy. I have mad respect for any teacher. Mad respect.
Yes, that's, we have mad respect for you, because I know where you were teaching at. That's like,
yeah. Not to sound bad, but I was the onlyest white girl up in there.
And you held it down nicely.
It was funny, because when I walked in, I looked all like, you know, professional, and I walked in all straight laced, and the kids were like, oh, here we go. And then I opened my mouth, and they were like, what? I was like, yeah.
Spicy chicken. Okay, so.
Right?
Yeah, I did. I made some very spicy chicken. I think it's a little too spicy for me. So.
Anyway, we have fashion to talk about.
Yes, crank up that screen that there so we can show our feature designer of the week.
Are we starting with that? Okay.
Yeah, because we do have some apps to cover. There's quite a bit more apps. And I know the ladies over at Vero are listening, I believe. We did alert them that they would be featured this week on our show.
One of them watching, because I have two participants instead of you, just you. So what I'm about to do is, we have this little thing called Join Me, and since we talk about fashion a lot, it's really hard for you to visualize what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we use this particular application so you can see our desktop, and right now I'm going to start mine. And what I'm showing now is our featured designer, but I'll let Corey do the whole intro, because she knows a little more about it than I do. I'm just the pretty picture.
You are so, so pretty. I just want to love on you, girl.
I ain't got no makeup on.
Only you would talk about makeup when nobody can see you.
I'm just saying, I ain't got no makeup on.
Only you would talk about it now. Okay, wait a minute. I have to look at your screen, because, you know, I have mine up too, because I'm just crazy. All right, so you're looking at the page for Second Life designer Vero Mordero. We've kind of talked about them before we got all highfalutin and got pictures, but it's much different when you can see how talented the designers are at Vero Mordero. I actually have, and I have not sent this to Snow yet, and if you're kind of keeping up with us, you know, our new site is still being baited, but I'm going to send Snow a link so you can see me in the outfit, so you can see it looks good. It's not all photoshopped out. Snow, I'm sorry, I'm going to pop this up on you.
Okay, let me pause it. Hold on. Go ahead.
I think my whole freaking Chrome just crashed or some business. Oh no, I got tossed out of Second Life. I was not even trying to stay in. Okay, so they give away some of the best group gifts, and I think I've bought a couple of their things. I'm not really sure. It might have been a neck brace, I don't really know. I love me some haute couture, as y'all know, but this is the epitome of haute couture. Make sure you scroll down before you put that up on the screen, so that they can see that's their business.
Hold on, Pookie. It's pulling up now. Scrolling. Oh, that's so you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sharing. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely you.
So that right there is their group gift for this month. If you all don't know what group gifts are, you know, we hear us talk about Second Life. Why are my pictures missing? Because there's supposed to be some pictures at the bottom. I don't even appreciate that, Gamonatrix.
I'm not scrolled down all the way.
Oh, no, it's not you. They're not there.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about. I'm not happy. I'd be not pleased.
You can fix that shit. You are the woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can. But that is not the point. That's not the point. Anyway, so that is... That is their newest group gift that comes with the bag. You got to say print. Everything. That is their newest group gift, which is called the red jumpsuit, the one leg thing. I usually do not like this. For some reason, I saw this when they announced it yesterday. I went completely out of my mind because it has a big old flower on it. Y'all know I like something.
You and your garish, I swear.
I love the big flower.
The gaudier something is, the more you like it.
Yeah, I have a ring like this. You remember my ring like this, actually, the pink one with
the sparkles. I was afraid you were going to hit me with it.
So I saw this, and I had to have it. And I would have paid money. Little do they know, at Vera Monera, I would have paid money for this outfit because I loved it so much. Oh, my God. So, and I can't believe they took the pictures down. The pictures from the back and everything shows off the booty. It's like,
that's
hot.
Probably why they took it down, showing off your badonkadonk.
No, well, our site shouldn't have taken it down.
I was joking.
You trying to be funny? What's mm-hmm. that? What is that about? I appreciate that.
Because I'm funny, damn it.
You are. I love you.
I'm funny looking.
You wish you could say that with a straight face. I don't know why Snow lies to y'all. I don't know why she want everybody to think she's not.
I don't
cute.
Know why Corey lies to y'all.
Anyway, back to our designer. Switch back to their Pinterest page. Let us look through some of their fashions.
Okay.
Click on, just start. I think there's a scroll button. Is there a slideshow button? Do they have a slideshow on Pinterest?
Slideshow button?
Yeah, on Pinterest. They should if they don't.
I do not see one.
Go ahead. Click on that to the. Wait a minute. Which one was the one I was? Yes. That wasn't the one I was in love with. That one's a good one.
That one's. I don't really like that one.
It's very haute couture though. Very, very high fashion.
I don't like it. I
love it. See how the bottom has all those lovely colors? But you didn't notice that, did you?
Of course I noticed that. But I'm a little hung up on the way it looks like she's in a cage. I don't really
I thought you would like that.
I like actual cages. Not this. And you know, I talk all this smack on air, and then one day someone will be like, oh, really? And, you know, and...
I got a cage for you, girl.
I'll be like, I'll be over here.
Now, I think I love her ads. This is one of the things we were talking about a couple of weeks ago about why... if you decide to come in Second Life and run a business, this is a business. You have to treat it like it's a business. You cannot have your cousin Fufu take your pictures. you know.
Little bunny Fufu and hopping through the forest.
That's what it looks like. Your cousin Fufu took your Second Life pictures and they look.
And bopped them on the head.
Yes, and bopped them on the head. And this is people in Second Life are actual models. They get paid. Audrey Cressy, who is a person that's doing this, she's Miss Vera Moldera Poland for this year. I love her look. She's a little thin, Vera Modero. We want a curvy girl at least once, but we understand haute couture sometimes requires that they be thin because they have to do some crazy contortion and stuff. And when you're a curvy girl...
okay, let me tell you, I am not thin, but I can do some crazy contortionist shit.
No, I've seen you do some crazy contortionist, drop it like a...
Not all big girls are not flexible, okay?
Well, no, I'm talking about in Second Life. You know how that looks when you're a big...
I know.
You don't look... Mean. It ain't right. The thighs be bleeding through the ankle and stuff. Can't do that in Second Life. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it, too. I've been like, ooh,
why is your thigh all up in your head? I don't understand what happened here. What happened was...
All right, let's look at another picture. You tell me which one you want to see.
Okay, hang on. I have to switch back to your screen because you don't have to look at my own because, you know.
I know.
All up and close and personal. Show that suit there because they also do menswear. The red suit... Yeah, I believe, and you ladies, again, will probably come along and correct us.
I clicked. It's not working. Click. Oh, there it goes.
You know what? Why you no work? Okay, so that's one of their men's suits. Guys, in real life, even...
That guy's shape is all off.
Yeah, it's a little off. His arms are a little too short, but I like...
way long, and his arms are too short.
Right. And maybe that's a girl.
Looks no, like that's a guy.
No, I mean, I'm thinking maybe it was a girl to begin with. You know, sometimes when some of the models that are unisex models, they kind of forget.
Yeah, because the head looks a little like a female head, too.
Yeah, so maybe she didn't quite adjust. But the suit is fierce.
The suit's very hot. I like it. I like the red with the black lapel. I like that.
And you could rock this as a woman, too, with no shirt underneath. Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, no shirt.
And wear like a long necklace, black necklace right down between the cleavage.
Work. See, now you hear me. Mm-hmm. She heard me.
And you gotta have the handbag. Just add a little feminine touch to it.
I said a nice clutch would do the trick.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And it don't even have to match the clothes. It could be something crazy like blue.
Right?
Work. Again, a good ad. I don't think there's a whole lot of photoshopping going on here.
I think there is, purely because it looks like he doesn't quite match the background. Like, if you look at the outline of his body, it looks a little too... sharp
you
to
think,
me.
You think so?
Look at his feet, especially. The way it kind of doesn't really blend into the floor.
You
to me,
right.
It looks like there was some photoshopping going on.
Either that or he's at one of those crazy...
weird...
Photo, either
yeah,
the photo thing.
too, yeah.
Where they don't ask.
It doesn't really look right, but it still kind of works.
Because you look at the shadows are perfect. They fall over the body like they're supposed to, and the shadow behind him is like it's supposed to
be. Any good Photoshop artist can do that, though.
Girl, nobody in Second Life is that good. They want to be. Pick them out, I'll tell you where it's done. Pick them out. Ginger showed me somebody the other day. This girl is awesome. Her photography is awesome. That's all Photoshop, girl. And when she asked the girl, yeah, of course I do Photoshop. Why?
Why can't you just roll with it?
Can't you just do it right?
Roll with it.
Just do it right. Then you have, and also those of you who have your a guy, or if you're looking for a guy in Second Life, see if you go back to the other pictures there. This picture is a group gift for men and women. So the picture next to it is a dress that I have. And click on the dress, not dress, but the jumpsuit that I have.
This one?
Yeah, because that's the one that I have. I want you to see that how good.
Are you gonna work? Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes we think they fix it up.
Good Lord, have a few cheeseburgers or 10.
So you see my girl's a little thick. But they came in 3 sizes, which I'm highly impressed with. I was able to fit into one of the sizes. Of course, this avatar is extra small, but I put on the extra large one so my thick girls could wear this and work.
I don't think my thick girl can wear this.
Yes, my girl is thicker than your girls around the hips.
I'm talking about around everything. It's not just hips with mine. Like, she doesn't have a tiny waist and thick hips. She's got an actual, what looks like a real body. I'm talking like proportionate. You know what I mean?
What you trying to say?
Girl, don't even start. When you know what I'm talking about, you know these girls with those tiny 19-inch waists and a booty like, whoa. You know what I'm talking about.
My waist is not tiny on my girls.
Yes, they are.
It's not 19-inch. I see my girl. My girl is 7'8". She can't be tiny nowhere. Somebody is mad at me about that. Why is your girl so tall?
Because she can be.
Because she can be, and the clothes look really good on her. She,
right?
All legs. Just all legs. You'd be like, oh, my God, where did they stop?
How long did it take you to shave them things?
Not on Monday.
And we ain't done till Friday.
And I reckon I'll be done by Friday. Okay, we got a couple more of Vera Maldero. They're probably like,
okay.
God.
They're probably like, what is wrong with those two? I swear. Is anybody in the chat room? Because I'm wondering who this other participant is.
No, nobody's in chat room. You know, some people just like to come and watch. They listen and they watch.
Yeah, but how do they know my little number to get in?
Oh, because I am broadcasting via Twitter because I got it.
Oh, see, now I feel special. Okay. I'm all over Twitter. Oh, my God, my desktop's all over Twitter.
No, it's not. It's all right. It's all right. Breathe.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do something a little less gauche, as my friend has told me. Scroll down a little bit. This might be a little more your speed, what I'm about to show or have you show. Keep it going. Right there, all the way to the left there, the yellow with the girl in the black.
This one?
Yes. You see, she went right to it. She knew exactly what I meant when I said it was her.
Background on that dude. Okay, that's better.
Okay.
I don't like the background, but the rest of it, hell yeah.
Very you. I like the shaved head.
I don't like the shoes, though. I don't like animal print anything. I don't know why.
I didn't used to, but they look good on panties. But anyway,
You look on panties. I will go with that. My little animal print thong is kind of hot. But, sorry. But everything else I love. I love the stockings. Love the stockings. I'm not fond of the shorts. The shirt, I love the color of it. I love the way it looks. I love the hairstyle. The earrings would kill my ears, but I like them.
It's kind of a haute couture goth.
Yeah, and that's more my style. That's definitely more my style.
I like it. Did you notice the spiked bracelet?
I did. I noticed both of them. There's actually 3. One studded, one spiked, and one has kind of like pyramids on it. Let me show you one that I liked, that I saw, if I can get this to work.
Oh, I love when she talks like that. I like that voice.
I love this one.
Really? I didn't think you would have liked that one.
I love that one. I have a little girly side to me. It's a little darker than most people's girly side, but this is more girly for me. I love the poofy. I love the collar on the. I love the hair, the dark eye makeup, the gloves. I love all of it. I mean, I love the background. It looks very spooky, very gothic. This is more definitely me. I would definitely rock this dress.
This is mowing the lawn on Halloween and this dress just flowing out.
Right?
I'm telling y'all, I'm a
And you know, you have to have like that dramatic breeze so it really does kind of flow in the wind behind you.
But I'm just looking at throwing it behind me. You know how you pick it up and you throw it when you turn the lawnmower? You pick it up and then you turn it.
You have to do the model walk.
Yeah, with one hand while you're pushing the lawnmower.
And you have to have that look on your face like, I know I'm hot, bitches.
That's right, I'm on the fucking lawn in my coach's gown. Yes, this is a $5,000 gown. That's right.
That's right, bitches.
What?
But that is definitely more my style. I love that dress. Love it.
What I like about a lot of the newer designers, because it didn't used to be this way in Second Life. It was so I've been in Second Life for so long, I've seen what I call bargain basement.
Yes.
You know, where they just kind of throw up a bunch of stuff.
Yes. And what the hell?
Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on? Why do you have all this stuff together? When you go into the stores now, especially Vera Madero, Purple Moon's another one. We'll probably be talking about them in upcoming weeks, too, because I adore them. Their stores are like real stores in real life. It's organized. It's clean. It does not look like bargain basement. You do not have to stop and look at every single board because you might miss the one thing in there that's good. Everything is in there is good. The boards are so neat and clean. You can find everything. When they tell you there's a group gift, they don't make you walk through the whole store to find it.
It is right there.
It is right there when you come
in. I don't understand that either. Why the hell would you do that?
Because that used to be the tactic. Remember before?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get people to stay on your sim longer? You got voted higher. Uh-oh, what'd you find?
Okay, no. This dress. This picture.
Which
one?
Look which.
Love it. I love
it. Is that a scorpion? That's it. That's couture right there. That's hot.
So hot. Love it. It is like she is such a badass. She is a venomous. I mean, what?
I like the pink hair, too. It's just
It's pop. Kind of popping, yes, along with the pale skin. Oh.
It's popping. It is pops.
I don't even like pink, but in that case, I like it.
I like it in these kind of instances. I don't like it when I see the little girls with the skinnies and the skaters.
No,
I don't like that.
That is so annoying.
This is proper application of pink hair.
Yes. That looks good. I mean, that is just, and the pose is just beautiful. She's like, check out my new shoes.
Ooh, work, girl, work.
Mm. Love it.
Work, girl, work. I like how the hair is covering the one eye even. She's got a mole. Yep. She's got a veil. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. That's what I was going to tell you. I was saving it for tonight. They did hand us I don't know if it's from their Halloween collection. I don't even see that dress here. She handed me a dress last night. I was like, okay.
thanks. All right.
So thanks. She's like, well, I hope you like it. When I put it on, I did love it. It is a dress, kind of short, kind of crisscross. But the veil is what makes it. The veil is sick. Actually, no, what? Is it?
What?
It is. No, that's not it. I think that's just an advert. They're very smart about the adverts, too. But the veil is a spider. The hat, it has a hat, but a hat.
No.
Sick. It is sick. It is a spider.
No. I cannot do it. I cannot. Anything with a spider, I cannot be near. I'm not even kidding. Even if I'm looking at my, even if I'm playing a game.
It is sick. You would love
even in WoW, with the fucking cartoon spiders, I go to fight them and I'm freaking out. I can barely look at the screen. I can't do it.
You would love it.
I can't.
Okay, scroll down. I said one more, but I actually got two more. Scroll down towards the bottom of her page. There's two I definitely take a look at. There's, keep it going. It's going to be all the way down to the bottom.
That's as far as I can go.
Okay, look right here on your left side with the big pink hat.
Uh-huh.
See, now, it's not all haute couture, but, I kind of like this. This is, you know, I am the snooty.
You are the gaudy one, yes.
Yes, the snooty socialite, yes. That's my other side. So they have kind of a little bit of something for everybody. You just kind of have to look. They're not super expensive either.
I don't really like the pattern. It doesn't look like the pattern flows to me. It looks like it was pieced together with a bunch of different scraps of fabric. And maybe that's the look she was going for, but I am not fond of the pattern.
I just kind of like it because of the expression on her face and the whole pose, and it works. And I'm betting she's got on some pink shoes because that would just be...
She should have on pink shoes, yes, to go with the hat. But I'm more focused on the designer itself. The picture is awesome. I mean, the picture, the dress, and the hat goes with the background perfectly. Still looks a little Photoshopped to me because the outline is a little too crisp around her.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't like the dress. I don't like the style of it is very plain. The pattern doesn't quite flow like I would like it to flow. Like, it looks like it's on accident instead of, like, someone was like, oh, we have all these scraps, let me just sew this together really quickly. That's what it looks like to me. But I love the hat. I love the picture. I love the background. The pose is awesome. The model's beautiful.
Okay, now close that up. Close that up.
Okay.
And then our last one, then we have to talk about real life fashion weekend, a little best of itself. Okay, see that one right here, dead center, bottom, the one that's sticking out the bottom the most. Yep.
Love it. Love it.
Is that not gorgeous?
That is the most, that's awesome. I love the wedding dress. That is like haute couture wedding dress right there, from the hair down to the very fluffy skirt. And the little ribbon she's holding, what? And even the groom.
Groom is just fabulous. It's just, how do you, but the sad part is most of the girls that get married in Second Life don't wear these dresses. They don't. Yep. They go for
the big poofy dresses that have, like, they're just like big poof balls. That's all I can explain it. It's just, they're just big, ugly
they're
poof
just,
balls.
They're disgusting. Now there is a girl, and I will, I don't even know if I can find her again, who makes wedding dresses. And she does a nice mixture of the mesh and the flexi. But
yeah,
she has a gown where it is big and poofy. It's the whole Cinderella thing. But she has it cut in such a way that it, you know, it falls longer behind and it doesn't go into the ground. It actually trails along the ground.
Now, see, that is what I'm talking about. I love mesh for the fact that it moves with you, but I also kind of miss flexi because it moves, you know? Like,
yeah,
mesh is kind of stationary unless you're moving.
Yeah.
Flexi will move with even the smallest thing. So if you combine the two into something beautiful, something like that, where, like, if the mesh dress stays above the ground but there's still some stuff that moves, oh, my God. That's
well, she
incredible.
Did her, she did her, and I took pictures. I'm going to have to sift through the pictures, and then I'm going to have to try to remember who the bride and groom are and then ask her about the wedding dress. I'm going to do some detective work. But the whole top, you know, where the bodice is all meshed out, gorgeous. It moves, you know, it doesn't stretch too much, but when you got to the bottom and the poof out, I don't know how she adjusted the flexi so that it did not fall into the ground, because y'all are like, what does that mean? Flexi prims or prims that obviously move, that makes the hair move and stuff, but because it's not considered a real object in the game world, it'll fall through the ground.
And it'll fall through your body, too.
Yeah, through your body. That's why you hear us complaining about people with the long hair and it goes through your body. But this trailed along perfectly. When she'd move, it would just kind of trail behind her, and then it would, you know, wherever she, how she had it set up, when she'd stop, it would kind of just float just a little bit, you know, one way or the other, and then stop, like it should, like if you had on
she
a real
dress. She
probably
had a mixture of mesh and flexi.
It was
in the skirt
gorgeous,
itself.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And I don't know her name. This chick needs to be, you know, top of the line designer. Anyway, moving right along.
Okay, I have something I want to show just because I thought it was cute.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me make sure I pull up the right thing. Hold on. I don't want to pull up something dirty. Okay. I love makeup. Adore it. Love, 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 love makeup. I really do. I found this on Pinterest, and it kind of spoke to my childish, geeky side.
Uh-oh.
This is eye makeup of different Disney movies. different animated
oh,
movies.
Oh, my God. Where did you find it?
This was on Pinterest.
Oh,
under
my
Geek.
God.
Isn't it cute?
Oh.
I mean, and it just, it goes on. This, you've got, like, this up here is Tangled. I don't know which one that is. Oh, yeah, dude, it's Aladdin, duh. And then Alice in Wonderland, and you have Beauty and the Beast. And then you have Little Mermaid, and then you have Lion King, and then you have Nightmare Before Christmas. And then down there, oh, my gosh, this one I don't know.
What is with you in the English accent today? What is that
about?
Oh,
Snow White. Derp. Snow White. I have an English accent today.
So I don't know. I was like, what is that?
Oops. Oh, derp. It's Snow White. It has it right on there. I didn't even know the words were on there. I was just guessing from the designs. But yeah, how awesome is this?
I am floored.
This is perfect.
Did you pin that? Because I need to tweet that. Look at the ones with the, oh my God, is that like the Nightmare Before?
Yes, this is the Nightmare Before Christmas. And she's got a little, like, the building going up on the side over here. I love
it. Oh, my God. Go ahead, pin that there so I can grab it. I want to grab it.
Repinned.
Oh, my goodness.
Create. Oh.
I may have to search. I can't wait.
Pin. It's pinned. Disney makeup. It is so, so pretty. Love it. Love
now,
it.
See, if you had some more people, if you had more, let me just talk to my peoples out there, because I have a friend that sells Mary Kay, and I talked to her about doing a Mary Kay show where they did gamer makeup, and they were not understanding what I was meaning at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you all need to do this. You'd sell out of Mary Kay. And they were not hearing me. Would you buy if you went to a Mary Kay party and they were doing this?
Yes. I'd be like, oh, I can do that? Really? Oh, my God. Let me buy all of it.
Give me all of this.
I'll take it all. But if you're just showing me the same old shit that I've seen a million times, because I can do makeup. I'm very good at doing my own makeup, except my lips. I can never get those right. But everything else, shit, I've got that down. Eyes, I can do my eyes. I can do all that other crap. If you show me this,
We got so many of our geek girls doing this now. What was that other one that we featured a while back?
It was Star Wars.
Remember they had Star Wars, they had Avengers, they had all that. So there's a lot of our girls doing that, and I want to see somebody wearing this like to work one day. I just want to, you know, think I'm joking. I want to like see somebody walking downtown with this on, a whole outfit. They got on a Tetris dress like we featured before, and they got their eyes done up in Little Mermaid, or they got Tetris makeup on their eyes. I mean, this is what I want to see.
I want to see where it's all one theme from head to toe.
Oh, man. What is with you in the English accent today?
I don't know. It's not on purpose. I don't even know I'm doing it until you mentioned it, and now I'm all, like, self-conscious. Okay, you know Boba Fett, right?
Yes, ma'am. Are you about to blow me away?
Yes. I never thought that I would think of Boba Fett as sexy. However, check this out.
Oh, hell.
Right?
Oh, dude, take it off. 50 Shades of Boba Fett.
I mean, I love, like, the suit, and I love the tattooed hands, and he's starting to take it off, and then you put the Boba Fett thing on, and you add that little hint of geek, and I am,
Oh, my God.
I'm never going to be able to look at Boba Fett the same way again.
Why do I want to help him take his stuff off? What is that?
Oh, be my like, God. Be like, boy, I'll be your bounty any day. You know what I'm saying? You can encase me in carbonite if you want.
Did you really just? I think I'm joking.
I'm being serious. Damn.
You say you can encase me in carbonite if you would like to. That is out of order, ma'am. Are you going to pin that so I can grab that for these people?
Yes.
Because I'm just, I don't even know what to say to that. I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You are out of order, ma'am.
I hope I spelled his name right. Is that right?
I don't know, but you're out of order for that.
But two T's.
I got to take a look at that. Oh, my God.
I have never, ever considered.
Boba Fett, you is be hot.
Damn. And whoever is below Boba Fett, below that mask, honey. Goddamn. Okay. Whew. Anyway, you go ahead if you have anything you want to
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Woo. I just saw that and had to share, you know.
Oof, my goodness.
Yes.
Let me just look at that for a minute.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you turn a geek girl on.
Yeah, right? You gotta do... Oh, man.
Serious business, dude.
I don't even know what to say. okay, yeah, Fashion Week.
We do have to talk about Fashion Week, don't we?
Yes, let's talk about real Fashion Week, which is going on, like, right now. And you're probably saying, I thought you guys were Pixinistas. Well, we are Pixinistas. That's why we're going to tell some of you out there that you may be trying to jump into a little fashion. You don't know what to do. You live up New York way. You're like, I kind of want to go to Fashion Week. Or I got invited. I don't know what to do when I'm there. Well, if you're a geek, they got a lot of apps.
Yes, they do.
Yes, for Fashion Week. So you can start, of course, with our favorite one, Pinterest, if that's your thing. You got a new app called... You know what? I didn't even give you a link to these, did I, woman?
No, you didn't. That's why I paused it, because I'm waiting.
Okay, check this one out. This is an app called Supply, but it's actually spelled with a V. Kind of like Bulgari does.
Okay.
And they have a lot of geek stuff, ironically. From what I hear, our geekdom is making its debut.
Ooh,
at,
here we go.
Yeah, our debut at Fashion Week. Like, I can't remember who. We actually covered this one morning on our show, on the Lunch with Ginger and Corey show. Is it Assassin's Creed? I can't remember who right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Hot, right?
My God. I love that headdress.
Yes, ma'am. And they're doing a whole fashion show based on the games, and they actually got a real designer. Remember, I've been bitching about this for years.
Yes.
But they're going to be on the runway at Fashion Week, and I actually will have to go by our own site to search, because I love
And you can find this at new.gamingandandrix.com.
Yes, if you go and you search. Wait a minute. Is it just? Yeah, it's Just Dance that's holding a fashion show at Style 360 during Fashion Week. So going on right now, if you're a geek and you're trying to get yourself over, you know, get into some fashion, this is a good way to do it with a game that you know. It's a Michael Cool. Wait a minute. No, he's the one hosting it. Michael Kaluva at Style 3 from Style 360 will be. You should not be a Fashion Week, honey. Just don't. No. Just don't. But he's.
Oh, Ultima Online Moon Necklace. Oh, he, Urban
right?
Outfitters.
That's right. So he made some looks that are inspired by Just Dance 4, actually, that's coming out. Won't be out for another month almost. So they have some VIPs and celebrities, which will probably try to dip their toe into the gaming waters. You know how they do. They think they can get to us with clothes. It can't be just clothes, in case you're listening out there. What?
I found something I want.
Oh, really?
Look at my screen.
Uh-oh. Do I need to be scared?
No.
Aww. Is that a princess?
It's a princess hairpin.
I know what to get her for Christmas. I'll find it.
Because, you know, Snow White ends up being a princess in the end, so.
Yeah, she does. Snow White was always a princess.
That's true. That's true. I am a princess.
You are a princess. You're an effing princess. Fucking
princess. I am a motherfucking princess.
A motherfucking princess.
That's right. Those shoes are hot if they were not pink.
So while you watch the Snow White screen, let me finish telling you about this. Kendall Jenner and women's professional soccer star gold medalist Alex Morgan will be walking the runway in the Just Dance 4 fashions. So we haven't gotten any pictures from them yet. So once we get some, we'll post them up on the site. They haven't shared anything yet. But I think it's awesome that somebody's trying to do some gamer-inspired wear. But I'm telling you, we could do a whole lot worse. At least it's Ubisoft is going to be a forerunner. It can't just be T-shirts all the time, people. Sometimes a girl wants a dress. I really want that Tetris dress that we have on our Pinterest, and I'm thinking about buying it just to make a point, just to prove my point.
Yes.
Just to prove a point. Another app out while Snow is going all up crazy over the supply one.
That is so cute, though. And those shoes are banging.
Wait a minute, let me look again. What you about the metallic platform sandals?
Yes, if they were not pink, I'd be all over that.
You know what? Somebody should do a gamer-inspired one for Princess Peach. A peach-colored dress with a sash. It's a little neat, a little tea-length dress with a peach sash.
Yes.
And a little ruffle on the top, because, you know, the ruffles are back in. I never liked those in the 80s, but apparently.
I did not do ruffles.
I did not. I was not in for the ruffles.
Can you imagine me in ruffles? Seriously.
Yeah, you got a lot up top. I mean, I'm the person that's supposed to be doing the ruffles because it's supposed to add to it, but
yeah,
I can't stand
that
shit under my face. I can't do it. I don't like it.
You know what? I would rather just wear a damn corset and put my puppies on display.
That's the other version of the Princess Peach with some taffeta.
That's right. Be like, here, check it out.
And a belt cinch tight around her waist. Can't breathe.
No, I can never find a corset to fit because it's either too big around the boobs.
You know what?
Or it's too big everywhere, or it's too tight around the boobs and too big around the stomach. I just can't get it to fit.
You know what? It's time for you to come and visit me again. I know exactly where I want to take you because I took somebody else to while they were visiting.
I need a corset.
Yes, you will love these. They're perfect. And we'll get on that later. But anyway, so, wait a minute. Do we got enough time for this one? Sonic Notified, did I give you that one already?
No.
I thought I pasted it. What's wrong with me today? Okay, so do Sonic Notify. There that I just give. I gived it to you.
You give it to
me? I gived it to you.
You know what word I can never stop saying?
What?
Wait, was it? Banana. No, what was it? Oh, my gosh. Now I can't even remember. Cinnamon. Cinnamon. I never know when to stop saying cinnamon.
I'm sorry, I had to look at Boba for a minute. Okay, so anyway.
Isn't he hot? Oh, whew.
Go ahead and put that up there,
yep,
for me.
Being shared.
Okay, this is Sonic Notify, and this, you've seen I can't believe I forgot the name of this freaking movie already. The one with Tom Cruise, Minority Report.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Okay, remember in Minority Report, those of you who have seen it, if you haven't, you'll have to see it to get this whole gist of this particular app. But the whole thing was they marketed directly to you everywhere you went. So if you walked into the Gap, they were like, hello there, Snow White, welcome to the Gap. Did those jeans work out that you bought last time? How was that shirt? Basically, they're all in your business. But but
which is a little weird to me, but go ahead.
It is weird, but I knew it was coming because a lot of our stuff, our technology, we kind of reverse engineered to master.
I mean, it already started on computers.
Yeah.
You know, you get ads based on what cookies you have on your computer, so.
Yeah, sometimes it ain't even cookies you have on your computer. You monitor your own business, and they just be like, by the way.
By the way, we found this you would like, and you're like, ooh, I do like that.
I do like that. How did you know?
My computer knows me.
You love me. So with this one is out at Fashion Week, and I think they're saying it's one of the first times it's debuted at Fashion Week, and it's going to market just that way to you. The company that develops technology said that they have a demo, and the videos, a couple of videos, if you want to check it out, how it could be used. So they're saying something like a record company could notice that somebody is watching a concert and then go so far as to provide information about that song. And the phone would recognize the audio file embedded in a football game. And then they may get an offer for a New York Giants ringtone. Just all up in your business. And some of you don't mind that, but us, you know, people like us, I don't really need you. You know, I might be listening to some stuff. I don't really need you knowing I'm listening to.
I know.
Yeah. So, but this.
Because we do listen to some stuff. Other people be like, really?
Now, Minority Report, of course, works a little different. And like I said, in a few years, it probably will work exactly the same way, which is really going to mess me up as an old woman because I'm going to have Alzheimer's. I'm going to be confused. And, you know, Minority Report where it will scan your eye, you know, when you walk in? I'd just be like, hey there, Corey. And I'd be like, where?
Who's Corey?
How did that iPad 8 work out for you? I got an iPad 8. I'm holding it in my hand. I got an iPad 8.
They came out with an 8?
They had an 8. This is not the first one I'm holding. Didn't we just invent Nintendo?
What happened to my Atari?
Why does my Atari no work? My 5200.
Why you no work?
Not the 2600, but the 52. So y'all know there was an Atari before the 2600. Be like, bitch, what's wrong with you? That old lady is not right.
Yeah. So, that'll be yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool couple of apps that's going on at Fashion Week. So if you're out there in New York and you're a geek and you're like, I don't want to go to Fashion Week, please go and support our geeks over at Ubisoft with their fashion show and check out some of the apps. Tell them that we told you to download it because you just don't really know jack about fashion. And when all else fails, just throw a bunch of shit on and walk. Nobody knows you didn't mean for it to look that way.
Right?
That's how it's supposed to go.
It's all, honestly, the stuff that I see coming down the runway sometimes, I'm like, who the fuck thought that was pretty? But it is way the model works it. And you can tell when a model thinks she looks like crap.
She's like,
I can't believe they got me in this freaking outfit. And then you can have someone coming down almost the exact same thing. And she's like, bitch, I know I look good. And everybody's like, oh, that is so gorgeous.
Speaking of which, this is top model is back on, and I don't like it. She's doing a whole social media thing and a whole social network thing, but Tyra, you screwed it up. It should have been done live. That's how you get social media. That's how you get buzz going. When people can go right then.
Yeah, I know.
She did it.
You can't have recorded social media. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't look right. So what they did was last season, they invited people to come. I didn't know why she was saying that the last few shows of last season, please come and sign up, you're going to be the judge. And I'm like, oh, do you get to sign up to be a judge? Is that what they're doing? No, it turns out they were, letting you see the pictures early. You should have done all this live. You should have had all those girls take their pictures, and they should have been back every week for this season for the show to see our votes then based on the
yes.
They did. And then the winner should have been announced live on the air so that even she didn't know she was going to win.
Because, this whole, if you're going to do stuff like this, if you're going to do contests, how you hook people is when people think that it is live,
mm-hmm.
Okay? In fact, I'm kind of stuck on The Biggest Loser right now because it just hit Netflix Instant Queue, so I've been watching it. And that's how they hooked people. It was the emotional draw to these people who were going through this for what other people thought was live on air. You know what I mean?
That's right.
When really it wasn't. Is it time to go?
It's time to go.
Well, let me talk about one app I have really quick. It has nothing to do with fashion or Fashion Week, but it does have to do with fashion.
All right, do it.
This iPhone app is actually to help you organize your closet and come up with outfits and make up a wish list so you can remember what you saw when you went out that you liked.
Ooh.
And this is perfect for people like me who have a really bad memory, and honestly, I don't remember what I have in my closet. So this would be perfect. I can be like, okay, I have this outfit, but I'm really missing this to go with this outfit. And I have this, and I saw this in the store, really want that, so let me add it to my wish list really quick. So it's called Dream Closet. It's awesome. It's on iPhone. Check it out.
I kind of like that idea.
All right, people,
we are out. See you tomorrow morning.
Yes, it's true news. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, bitches.
No, tell them about fashion.
Girl, you know how we do. You better have attitude no matter what you're wearing. If it looks bad, act like it doesn't. Ain't nobody gonna know the difference.
Work.